getting better.
Upset now that the long weekend is over, or joyous that it's a four-day week? I guess if we're communists, we'd celebrate a four-day week, right?
Well, yes.
However, we're good old-fashioned capitalists here.
I'm a capitalist.
And so we have 5 days of work to do in 4 days.
Someday I hope to be a rich Republican, as Hank Trilby says.
There you go. Mark Scogrobo. I said that like I'd had too many cocktails over the holiday weekend. I don't know why, because I didn't have one.
Well, that's
not right. A one.
Well, I don't think I did either.
It was a dry weekend.
Well.
I take that back. I was at Chase on the Lake, so I might have had one or two. Think a margarita one night. Because it was on special. They were advertising it. Advertising works, you know. Anyway, that's Mark Scogrobo. I'm Scott Henin. And we're about to give you a little bit of a preview of what's coming up on What's on Your Mind. We'll go there to start the program. Mark will be hosting Common Sense Club later today. Did you have a good weekend, Mark?
It was really good. Intense.
Intense. You know, now, intense in the sense of honoring veterans?
Absolutely.
Thinking
absolutely.
Of veterans? Absolutely.
And I have a brother that I stayed with over the weekend in the cities, and he has some challenges, and both he and I spent some time listening to TAPS, celebrating Memorial Day, and thanking God for our blessings and our freedom.
Good for you. That's fantastic. You know who I thought of this weekend? The people that put all the flags up. You know, because it's impossible not to go to a cemetery filled with flags and just not have, you know, an overwhelming sense of what these veterans died for. And that experience is enhanced so much because of the flags. Look at Memorial. Arlington National Cemetery. There is a flag on every tombstone.
Every tombstone.
At every tombstone. Same size, precise, every one of them. How many tombstones?
300,000 plus.
300,000?
Yeah.
In Arlington.
And this isn't just you run by. This is an act of solemn worship and reverence. This is a ministry, literally, of thanksgiving. And you'll see it all over the country by the. There might be 40 military, you know, markers in a small little country church graveyard. I used to work in a small church that had been there in Wisconsin since the Civil War. And the graveyard was a national monument going all the way back to, oldest one I found was 1850. And the reverence that people would have, even cutting the grass and bringing the flowers. And I laid to rest a couple of 96-year-old veterans.
That right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a neat story. But I want to take a moment to give a shout out to all those folks that make those cemeteries sing on Memorial Day.
They do. They're perfect and beautiful.
They just sing. And that's a lot of work, whether it's Arlington. And did you tell me earlier that at Arlington it's a military unit that's in charge of that?
That's right. I'll research that. I hope I'm not wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's a regular unit. This is what they do every year. Some places it's Boy Scouts. Some places it's auxiliary. But most places has a group committed to that. Like I was amazed. I went out to the Arlington of the West in Sturgis. There's a Black Hills National Cemetery. I heard Christy Noem speak a couple of years ago. Finest Memorial Day service I've ever seen. Every branch laid wreaths. It was just unbelievable. And the endless rows of white reminders, you know,
Is that the South Dakota Veterans Cemetery?
Yeah.
Okay. Same one as, obviously, North Dakota's is in Mandan.
Yeah.
Where the ceremonies we talked about Friday were taking place.
Something else, man.
I hope folks had a chance to do something special this weekend to honor those who died serving this country. A couple of stories that you might not yet have heard about. A man was killed early this morning after being struck by a train in downtown Fargo.
Wow.
The incident reported at about 4 a.m. Main Avenue and 4th Street North. The victim, believed to be an adult male, dead at the scene, according to the Fargo Fire Department. No other details about the incident available. And it happens too often, you know. Attorney General Wayne Stengem and U.S. Attorney Tim Purdon say North Dakota is experiencing an epidemic of telephone lottery scams. The men are holding a meeting today at the state capitol to discuss efforts to combat the scams. Officials say there's been a big increase in the scams this spring in North Dakota. Officials say the scams often target the elderly and other vulnerable citizens. Do you know what a telephone lottery scam is, Mark?
Well, I would just surmise that somebody calls up and's got some magic numbers for you. Scientifically produced is one scam I've actually heard about, that they say they've got an algorithm which increases your odds dramatically, and then they have a whole list of people that use their system, paid them $1,000 and won a million.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If I called you, and let's do this. I'm dialing and the phone rings, and you'd say,
"Hello, this is Lucky Mark, and do I have something for you? How would you like to win a lottery and go around the world on your own ship?"
Goodbye, Mark. That's how long the conversation would last. Because,
well, let me try another way then.
All right, go ahead.
Do you have any bills? I got an answer for you. Don't hang up. I got a great answer. This really works.
Well, I have bills, but what do you mean an answer?
Well, you know, I'm one of these people that won the lottery. I really did. And you can check it out in the records. My name is Blah Blah Hadna Habla.
Okay.
And I decided that I noticed that there weren't enough good people that won this. A lot of people ended up broke. There's a lot of people had a bad attitude. So I studied the mathematics of how the kind of people that wins the lotteries. And I've come up with an algorithm that is just fantastic. And I've got an institute to help good people win the lottery. We've discovered you're a good person, kind to your neighbors, beloved. Your name was given to us by several people because they want you to win the lottery because of your public persona. So we want to help you.
You talk too much, Mark, and I've got a headache.
I believe we can increase your odds 1,000% to win a lottery. All you got to do is give us $1,000 for our ongoing work, and we'll help others like you to change the world.
Yeah, it's too bad. I think anybody that is on the receiving end of what you just described that says, "Yeah, sign me up, let me send you money."
Oh yeah,
or
it might just be shipping and handling. Of course, shipping and handling might be $19.95 because it's a real heavy gob.
There's a story that ABC News has done about thousands of American seniors being tricked by a Jamaican lottery scam. And Jamaican scammers evidently use the good name of Publishers Clearing House and other major prize companies to dupe thousands of seniors out of their life savings.
So they asked for more than $1,000. I got to think big.
Kim Nichols said her 77-year-old father was ripped off. He received a phone call from someone saying they were Publishers Clearing House. They said he'd won a Mercedes and a nice car over $1 million.
Oh, my.
Okay, I don't understand.
Well, that's how it works. You've already won. And then you've got to send some money because of the handling and the lawyer's fees because it's in a different jurisdiction. That's right. You've already won big time.
By the way, a Publishers Clearing House does not notify winners on the phone. Nichols' father started getting a flood of phone calls from the Jamaica's 876 area code, with crooks impersonating sweepstakes and government officials demanding tax money before he could get the prize. He ended up losing a devastating $85,000.
Wow. Sure, I had to pay the tax because it's in Jamaica. That makes sense.
There's nothing these scammers won't do. They're absolutely despicable. Well, I'd like to know more about these. And maybe if just by talking about this, people realize these are ripoffs. That's why anybody's actually gotten a call from one of these people, I'd like them to let us know what they say.
But that thing about the odds and that whole rant I went on, I actually saw that in the Inquirer or the Sun.
But what I'm getting at is I would just hang up very quick on that. I have no tolerance for anybody on the phone trying to sell me anything. Do you?
Depends on...
In this day and age, I mean, look, I'll go online if I want to. Don't call and bug me. Don't, you know.
I try not to be too rude, but it usually lasts about 3.7 seconds.
The cell phones calls now. I get cell phone calls.
I get a few now, and I've got one of these Mickey Mouse.
And I would say, do you realize you're calling my cell phone? Yeah. All right. Well, do me a favor. Remove me from your list.
That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah. Remove me from your list. Because sometimes when you get a cell phone call from a number you don't recognize, you tend to answer it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I answer, but I mean, in other words, if you called me right now and I was on the air, I'd say, well, I can call Mark back, right?
Unless it's got a 968 area code.
What would that be?
Well, it'd be Lithuania or Jamaica.
Yeah, it sounds like Jamaica. We have that one now from the story.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say? 876?
Something odd. Yeah, 877 or something like that.
876. So I'll be watching for that. I will not be answering any 876 calls. Bad deal.
You're going to lose a lot of money.
One other story here. North Dakota's congressional delegation urging President Barack Obama to approve Governor Jack Dalrymple's request for a disaster declaration for 16 counties in the Spirit Lake Reservation. Made the request last week. If approved, the disaster declaration would make federal funding available to help with recovery from spring flooding in the Red River, Mouse, and Devil's Lake basins. They say the state and local government need the help to deal with the impacts from the flooding. All right, there's a couple of the news headlines. We'll give you a preview of the guests and topics we'll tackle on What's on Your Mind when Steve Bockett and I go statewide. Coming up, don't touch that dial.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's on Your Mind is coming up statewide, joined by Steve Bockan. And we have a couple of guests in our 10 o'clock hour today that have been, subject of questions that have come up on different topics. They actually can answer some of the questions that have come up on different topics. They are Kristen Baszler, who is the Superintendent of Public Instruction, and Maggie Anderson, the Executive Director of the North Dakota Department of Human Services. And Steve Bockett and I will chat with them and chat with you to find out what's on your mind coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. I hear Steve breathing, so I know he's here.
How was your weekend, Scott?
It was good. It was good. It was, you know, a nice mix of R&R and getting some things done and getting out to a cemetery and, you know, all the things you should do on Memorial Day. How about you were driving a lot, weren't you?
Yeah, I was driving a lot, and then I had an opportunity to pop over to the Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan for a little bit for the presentation yesterday, and that, as usual, a very great ceremony. Weather held out until later on in the evening, so then we got rained on. But things went well for the presentation and the ceremonies over there, so another very nice ceremony. If you've not been to an event, and I like going to all the little small towns. I really do. I almost prefer those better, going to the different Memorial Day parades and the veterans things that take place at the small towns. They just seem a little bit more somber and a little bit, there's a little tighter tie to the community when they're taking care of their own. But if you've not been to the memorial ceremony at Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan, you have to go. If you've got a loved one or a military history at all, you've got to go, because it is just one of the outstanding events across the state of North Dakota, or South Dakota, or eastern Montana, or Minnesota, for that matter.
How many people were there, would you say?
I did not take my shoes and socks off, so I did not count them all, but there was lots. And there were people. The roads lined up. I mean, if you don't get there before the motorcycle riders get there, you're probably going to be waiting a little bit of time. But wherever you look, there were people with lawn chairs, and seating is a little bit of a premium there, but another great event.
By the way, a lot of rain you mentioned out west, huh?
We have been getting absolutely deluged with moisture, which I don't think we had this much rain all of last year at this point. And there's areas around western North Dakota in the last 2 weeks. We're looking at over 10 inches of rain, and it was needed. I mean, we're still at the point in most places where it rains heavy and it doesn't run off. It still soaks in. So that tells you how dry we were out west. But I was talking to a friend of mine, a rancher, yesterday. He's like, hey, cross your fingers. It might be a little early to talk, but we actually might get a hay crop in this year. So he was kind of excited about that.
Looking at a band of showers, Langdon down through, Carrington, Jamestown.
They don't need any more rain up around Langdon.
Another little batch down around Sisseton, Lisbon. Little touch of, small band out by Stanley, Velva, Fort Berthold a little bit. So taking a look at that. Temperatures, by the way, pretty much mid-50s, although 61 in Fargo. You feeling the love from Fargo? You get a lot of warmer air in Fargo these days.
A lot of hot air comes out of Fargo. It usually blows to the east, not to the west.
57 in Grand Forks, 61 in Fargo, 57 in Minot, 55 at Bismarck at this hour. Jamestown, 59. And
it's supposed to be a little warmer out here. We're waiting for it. We're supposed to be up in the 80s. I'll push an 80 tomorrow, but then we're going to cool off again.
Anyway, should be nice.
From a farmer's perspective, we need some warm weather and a little bit of a boost to get those crops going. We need some sunshine is what we need. It's even the days we haven't had rain in the last 2 weeks, it's been overcast.
Yeah, it's something. It is.
Boy, another amazing weekend of weather through the heartland, too. You'd look down at Topeka, Kansas, and down through Oklahoma and into North Texas, and more tornadoes. Did you get a chance to see that video from inside a tornado with the storm chasers this morning?
No. Are you kidding me?
They've got this 8-ton vehicle. It looks like a little mini tank, and it's a storm chasing vehicle. And it's designed, they haven't done it yet, but it's designed to drive into a tornado. And they went into an EF4 tornado. And they were taking meter readings and finding out what happens inside a tornado. And it's designed, and it's so heavy so that it doesn't get picked up. But they said that an EF5 tornado probably has a good chance of picking it up if they're on a gravel road or something, but because the wind can get under it and blow out some of the road if they're on a gravel road. But three storm chasers were in this vehicle, and they've got video of it. The footage is amazing, absolutely amazing. Inside a tornado.
I don't want to be inside a tornado.
I don't want to be anywhere near a tornado.
No kidding. All right, I mentioned our guest will be coming up, but a couple of topics we'll tackle. One, surveillance cameras. Fargo is adding more surveillance cameras. What do you think of these? I really don't have a problem with it. I know that there's been some controversy in Bismarck about some folks suspecting that cameras were up when they're not up and not being used.
I had a chance to talk to city administrators, and that's just not the case in Bismarck. Those aren't traffic cameras. Because the big crux of it was people were concerned about, well, why are all these traffic cameras popping up? They're actually not traffic cameras. But at a certain point, do you go down that road? You know, Fargo's already on that path with vandalism, mostly
well,
for the tagging.
What's the difference if there's a police officer on a corner watching whether or not you comply with the traffic or a camera? I mean, in other words, if it's in a public place, I don't see a big deal. And if you follow the rules, there's no problem. And quite honestly, they've caught suspects in different crimes as a result of this. So
yeah, but how far do you go, Scott?
I think when they start wanting cameras in your home to follow whether you're following laws, then you'd say, well, wait a minute here. But in this case, put a camera where you could put a police officer. What's the big deal? I don't get that.
Do you ever watch that show, Person of Interest? Have you seen that?
I have not.
Where this supercomputer tracks everything in everyone's lives because the government had hired.
Okay,
that's
nutty. That's crazy. But, that's wacky. I don't see where, again.
But where does it end? Where do you draw that line, Scott?
Well, it's someplace reasonable, and what you've described is not reasonable.
Who gets to define reasonable?
Well, we'll have that conversation as we go.
At some point, I'm sure we will. You know, take a look at what's going up in northeastern North Dakota with them trying to get the military drone testing. You know, that was a big debate earlier on the drones. Now, North Dakota's already has a relationship for the testing because of the University of North Dakota and some of the training there through the air base. They're trying to get that expanded through the military for more testing and more, you know, where do you draw the line on that?
It's a topic we'll tackle today, and also a meeting on lottery scams. Lottery scams over the phone. I want to talk about that, too.
Did
all
you
coming
win?
Up. No, I wouldn't succumb to any of those games on the phone, but
my grandma
some
does.
People do, unfortunately. Is that right? That's sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
More coming up. Don't go away, folks.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker. Built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Coming up shortly, where we will take your phone calls statewide, joined by 550 K-Fire, KLTC in Dickinson, 910 KCJB in Minot, and the two stations you're listening to right now, AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. I'm Scott Hennen. I'll be joined by Steve Bakken. This first hour, we do a little preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. We also check out some news and some sports. My pal Mark Skogerbo tells us whether the Twins won or lost, and I know they did win at least once over the weekend. I didn't see what happened last night. You got that look on your face like they lost, and you're going to try and find a silver lining. No?
They won.
They won. So they won twice this weekend.
Two out of the last three.
Okay, they're on a roll.
Little Mr. Mauer popped a home run in each of their victories. And even though we're in last place, only one game behind Kansas City in last place, we have a winning pitcher. Carrera has straightened himself out, and now he's 5-4. Do you know what a Houdini is in baseball?
I don't. When you pull a Houdini?
He pulled a Houdini in the first inning.
Okay.
He looked like he walked the first batter. He's pitched like 140 starts in his major league 10 times only. He walked the first batter. But long story short, then he whacks the next guy. Carlos Gomez, walk somebody else. Bases are loaded, nobody out.
Wow.
Okay. So now either he has a Houdini or we're going to be behind, although we had scored one run in the first inning. So it looked really bad for the lads, and a blistering line drive looks headed for the corner, and Carroll snags it and flicks it to second base. However, Segura had wandered afield from the Milwaukee team and was caught off base. So there's a double play, boom, boom, because, you know, he didn't go back to his base. So he was off the base in a fly ball, and he should have, you know, it was a really bad base running mistake. Well, then the next thing that happens is Correa gets a strikeout. So a Houdini is bases loaded, nobody out, and he'd get out of it unscathed. He pulled a Houdini. Then he went on to pitch like he was a champ, like he looked the first three, four games of the year. And we won handily 6-3.
How about that?
And if your second favorite team is, or your first favorite team is, the Red Hawks, Zach Penpot Pace had been gone for 3 days to visit a childhood friend's wedding party, came back and popped three hits in the first four innings, so the Red Hawks win. So they're also only behind by one game in last place.
Do you think you have to approve that before the season? Like, I'm going to miss such and such days?
This would never happen in the major leagues. This is one glaring difference. To take 3 days off to go to a buddy's wedding wouldn't happen in the bigs.
By the way, I saw the lights at Newman Outdoor Field, so that was their home opener this weekend.
Yep.
How'd they draw?
2,400 last night. I didn't see the numbers on the first night, Friday night, with the fireworks. Probably better, I would say. But they lost that one. Then there's a couple other really amazing things that happened. The Blackhawks hung on to force going back to Chicago behind 3-2 to Detroit. And I'm sorry to say this, but one more basketball, a little noise. Tony Parker got 37 points, and they shut out the Grizzlies. The San Antonio Spurs played magnificent. And then a fourth Brazilian won the Indy 500. The Indy 500 used to hype everybody into watching, and NASCAR has sucked a lot of the air out of that thing. However, this Brazilian still won $2.3 million. But it's been 8 years since an American won at the Brickyard and got the milk.
The milk dumped on him.
The milk.
How did that start anyway, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. There was so much drunken champagnenesses, and Indiana has prided itself in cleanness.
I actually saw a little bit of that over the weekend.
Yeah, it's a very exciting race.
Well, not the race. I just saw the milk.
Oh.
Yeah, the milk being dumped on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I needed to know.
No.
Who won?
Yeah.
Who's getting the milk?
8 years, Americans have languished in the victory circle by the checkered flag and the milk.
Now, Jonathan Toews is scoring again, which is a good thing for the Blackhawks, because they need him scoring if they're going to make this happen.
4-1 is a big victory. And going back to Chicago, you know how dominant they've been there. They virtually didn't lose in Chicago, maybe three games all year.
3-1 they were down, Blackhawks. And now they forced a game 7 against the Red Wings.
A game six? It's 3-2. They got to win. They got two shots to come back from the mat.
It's game 7. The fellas are saying it's game 7.
Oh, well, then somebody lied to me. I'm sorry.
They've taken the when there's a dispute between you and I, we go to the bullpen, and
they are probably better historians than I.
Or bigger NHL fans.
Well, it is a Wednesday game in Chicago, but I think I saw a typo in a newspaper that said 3-2. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I'll check that out.
The newspaper made you do it.
Sometime around in the second hour, I will either eat humble pie or crow.
Adrian Peterson says, I'm not with that gay marriage deal.
No, of course he isn't.
Did you see that?
Well, he's always liked girls.
Adrian Peterson is, of course, a star Minnesota Viking. And a former Sooner as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he has kind of that Oklahoma common sense about him, I guess. Where's he from?
He's from Texas and went to Oklahoma, much to the chagrin of the entire state of Texas.
Yeah, I've forgotten where he's from.
Yeah.
But AP, good player.
Did you hear that amazing governor of Oklahoma at the memorial service?
Mary Fallon? No. In fact, I was trying to find the memorial service anywhere.
She prayed her heart out and talked about God that can help us through this time. It was really touching.
Why didn't President Obama stay for that?
Well, I don't know.
He was on the ground for 4 hours. I thought he could have stayed for the memorial. But I had difficulty finding that memorial. And then I was looking for also, there was coverage of the Arlington National Cemetery service yesterday. But beyond that, not much in the way of special programming for Memorial Day. Because I know they do this big concert in D.C.
Yeah.
It's a very well done deal.
There is no doubt that it is slipping. That patriotism is not as cool as it used to be. That's one of our jobs, because, you know, just like they used to hype and draw you into the Indy 500, if daddies tell their kids, hey, this is really important, that we're the most free country in the world, our second and third generation are languishing in ignorance of history.
Well, parents need to take that on, because the culture is not going to do it on its own.
But we got to contend against the culture, too. And you can only think about one thing at a time, or unless it's in your case, two or three things. But if one of them is patriotism, you know, that's really a good thing.
Now, why did you say that about me?
Because you are a really good multitasker. You're very good. I've watched some of the things you do in the midst of an interview that's salient and sensible.
I see. I don't know if that's a compliment.
Well, it is a compliment. No, I'm really impressed by it.
All right. I have a little gift for you. Did you want a little gift?
I do.
It's just supposed to make you happy.
Like that.
Yep.
And he does it with so much apparent ease. There you go. 5-6 pitches. He fouled off a couple nasty pitches, inner half of the plate. headed up.
These are Joe Mauer's hits.
Ramirez scores. Hicks right behind him. It's 3-0. And Mauer having a marvelous series with 6 hits and 7 at-bats.
He's up to 339, third in the league.
Here comes another one.
Believe it. Man is on fire.
He's on fire.
Up at second, but they're all squared up.
Batting 395 in May.
Barrel of the bat.
395 in May.
What's in play?
Oh.
To the left.
One more.
And
drops in.
I love Mr. Mauer in a very brotherly way.
All series long.
I stand with Adrian in this regard.
Seventh inning at that point. It's 8-4 Twins.
They're magnificent.
You like that little gift?
But, you know, I got to say, going against
nothing
Cabrera.
Like a crack of the bat, is there?
Oh, Cabrera. They had to play him a ton. He's batting 385 first place. He's got 57 RBIs first place. He's a mere 14 home runs already. Putting that in context, our number one home run hitter, Willingham, has 8.
How about that? Anyway, good weekend for the Twins. 2 of 3.
Yep.
Got to like that. All right. That's good. That's really good. One of our questions of the day I want to throw out here that we're going to be tackling later on the program. Do you want the government trying to control high gas prices? Senator John Hoeven has asked the energy secretary of the government to address why we have the higher gas price spike in North Dakota and other Midwestern states. And that's fine. Get to the bottom of it. I'd like to know the answer because I think a lot of people suspect. Pardon me?
There are two answers.
Why?
One, we haven't built enough refineries, and the including bringing the Keystone Pipeline in. And two, they had 2 shutdowns and a disaster at the same time at 3 different refineries.
Yeah, I think there was actually maintenance going on at even more than that.
Well, that's ridiculous when we have such a dearth of refineries anyway because of bureaucracies.
But see, I know all that already. Do we need the Energy Secretary to tell us that?
No.
Yet, when this happens, we people don't go, well, it's because we don't build refineries anymore. They go, you know, somebody's cheating me. So I guess we still need awareness in the public consciousness of why this happens.
You know, it's a jolt when all of a sudden every gas station in 5 miles jumps a dime within seconds. You know, is there some sort of a website where they say, well, I'm going to charge $4.29, happened to be the highest I saw down in the Twin Cities, $4.29. I heard from a friend that in Rapid City it was $3.21, a $1.08 disparity. That's goofy.
It is. John Hoeven and Amy Klobuchar, Senator from North Dakota, Senator from Minnesota, have introduced a bill to mitigate price hikes due to refinery shutdowns. I want to know more about that.
It makes some sense.
If, in fact, what it says is, okay, Mandan, need to do your annual maintenance. You can't do it when Minneapolis does it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Minneapolis, you can't do it when Kansas does it. In Chicago, you can't do it when, you know what I mean?
And just, by the way, let's build like we're crazy.
Because I forget who told us this last week, but there actually is some rule where they can't communicate like that with each other because it's viewed as collusion, right? It's part of preventing against them working together in spiking prices. They can't communicate. Well, in this case, it actually causes you to pay more in prices.
FDR said nothing in politics happens by accident. I believe a lot of this bureaucracy is, in effect, trying to create, again, class hatred towards the mean oil people.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's complicated by design. But anyway, if in fact this... gets to the bottom of it, great. That'd be fantastic. I'd love to see it.
Major.
By the way, didn't you love the caps they were wearing?
Oh, great caps. Camel caps.
For Major League Baseball over the weekend? That was kind of cool, too. Another nice salute, appropriately so, to the men and women in uniform. Back with more of the What's on Your Mind preview coming up. Don't go away. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly 500,000 credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in Credit Union, OnTheRoad.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, my name is Dan Brose, Chairman of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties Executive Committee. Our mission is to be the trusted and unified voice for the betterment of the citizens of North Dakota and the membership of the association. Our group of cities, counties, and school districts span 18 counties, covering a geographic area from Bottineau County, west to Divide County, and south to Bowman County. Our association also has a partnership with the North Dakota Coal Conversion Counties. Our communities are solving issues concerning infrastructure, roads, bridges, quality water, good schools, and safe communities. In our search for solutions, we've gathered research data relating to population growth in schools, city needs, and emergency services. For more information, go to our website and check us out at ndenergy.org. Sign up for our free weekly e-news. There's also more information concerning planning efforts in Western North Dakota on visionwestnd.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
I've been the subject of a tweet from Leon Francis today, who says, "I can't believe I agree with Steve Bakken over Scott Hennon on the camera issue." All right, we'll have to get to the camera issue today on the program. I don't know what that makes me. I don't differentiate between a camera and a law enforcement officer. And if a camera is doing the job of the law enforcement officer in a reasonable way, like at a public intersection, I just think it's a better chance we'll all be good boys and girls on that particular intersection. And when something bad happens, they'll have a snapshot of it. It'd be no different than somebody being there to actually see it and witness it. Now, could that get out of hand? Could there be a camera in every block, a camera in every house, a camera in every nook and cranny? Of course. And obviously, you would draw a line at that point. But I don't think you jump up and down with your hair on fire because law enforcement employs a tool that makes their job easier. Within reason. It's got to be within reason. I think that's okay. I really do. Here is a story that we may get to at some point on the program today. It's a bizarre one. It has to do with the difficulty between telling boys and girls apart in this day and age. Teachers, I'm feeling your pain in this regard. It's a story actually from Associated Press out of Chicago over the weekend. From the time they are born, we put our boys in blue beanies and our girls in pink ones. A norm, an expectation even, that you are just what you are born, a boy or a girl. From early on, we divide toys and activities by very distinct gender lines, with superheroes and trucks and muck on one side and princesses and dolls and all things frilly on the other. Many children land enthusiastically on the expected side. Others dabble in both girl and boy things, but what if your kid, even from an early age, mostly showed interest in doing opposite gender things? More importantly, what if they wanted to be the opposite gender or a less defined mix of both? And what if they wanted to test those limits in public places like school? Would you let them? It's not, of course, that pat of a process. Parents don't just decide to let their kids switch genders, but whether parents are dragged through the process or if they decide to work it through more openly, more kids are challenging the boundaries of traditional gender and going public at younger ages. Really? Are they? Oh, it's amazing what they find the stories to write about. I mean, who sits in a newsroom and says, this is a problem, tackle this, get on this? Only in an American Associated Press Chicago newsroom. Right? I bet they're going to quote experts here pretty quick. Some experts predict that views on gender will evolve in much the same way they have for sexual orientation. Since homosexuality was removed as a mental illness nearly four decades ago, today the gender spectrum includes those who are transgender, who see themselves as the opposite gender, and those who are gender variant. Oh my gosh, where do these terms come from? Gender variant or gender nonconforming? Whose gender is more fluid. I think these experts are the ones messing things up. They're putting this stuff in your head. Maybe your gender spectrum is different. My what? Your gender spectrum. What does that mean? Well, you could be in one of these other buckets. Incredible. The gender spectrum. Gender variant, gender nonconforming. For kids, it means they identify part of themselves as boy and part as girl. Here's one of the experts. Now, these kids are beginning to have a voice, and I think that's what's been making things interesting and challenging and difficult sometimes, depending on the family, the kid, or the school. Says the director of the Center for Gender, Sexuality, and HIV Prevention at a children's hospital in Chicago. Well, the numbers are relatively small. Thank you. It means that increasingly schools are having to figure out how to accommodate them, some more successful than others. It can be difficult and uncomfortable. In Colorado, for instance, the parents of a six-year-old transgender girl are suing their school district for trying to make her use a separate bathroom. Okay. Here's my instinct. Here's Scott, the talk radio show expert, reading the story, thinking, seriously? Of all the things you could write about, this is the one you choose. I'd like to know more about the six-year-old girl and these parents. Because I uncovered everything I needed to know a few paragraphs ago. Well, the numbers are relatively small. They are. And when they are, when one of these anomalies come up, I think there's a reason for it. And if we spent our time studying there, we'd probably not have to have centers that go around saying, oh, okay, well, there's you're in one of these gender spectrums. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, these and other topics straight ahead. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.